The word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, and the joints and the marrow, it's a critic of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We begin our study this morning in Genesis 35, verses 9 through 10. The local church is a classroom of Christianity. It's this environment that has been designed for the dissemination, the assimilation of the divine viewpoint of life with respect to the church. And in order to apprehend these things, undistorted by the sin nature, it demands that each and every one of us are filled with God the Holy Spirit, putting the STA in his case, so to speak. We're able to do so experientially through the rebound technique, 1 John 1:9, whereas in our prayer confession, God forgives us of our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness up to that point in time in our life, and we are in a state of spirituality, obviously, until we commit another personal act of sin, in which rebound is once again required. Right now, it's time to put all things aside. Whatever else is going on in life, right now is not the time to be concerned with these things. Now is the time to give your undivided attention to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed. That in mind, we'll start with our usual customary word of prayer. Father, again, we thank you for your many grace and mercies. We ask once again this morning that God the Holy Spirit will enlighten us to the truth and the matters at hand. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, moving on here through chapter 35 of Genesis. In verses 9 through 13, we have, as I've titled, God blesses Jacob again. So we'll begin looking here at the Hebrew in verse 9. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. You have the wow consecutive, our verb to appear. He was seen, if you will, literally. You have the nifal, imperfect third masculine singular, our verb to see, ra'ah, r-a-a-h. God in the plural here, common masculine plural, absolute, our word Elohim, E-L-O-H-I-Y-M. To Jacob, preposition El, proper noun Jacob, E-L. Again is your adverb Od, O-D. When he came from Padan Aram is literally the preposition bet with the cal infinitive construct, our verb bow, B-O. You would translate it after coming out. From is preposition men, M-I-N. Padan Aram, proper noun. And he blessed him, wow, consecutive. Plus the P-L verb, imperfect third masculine singular, barak, B-A-R-A-K. Him is a sign of direct object with third masculine suffix et, E-T-H. Verse 10, I've revised slightly.